Ignition sequence start. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Liftoff.
Check, 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 check. I literally just create madness.
Boiler up.
I'm going to go off here.
They don't have a great quarterback.
I got to take a break. I'm getting in trouble.
To win the Big Ten, you first got to win the West.
Bad Bunny.
Have you heard his name in a while?
No.
Has it bothered you?
No.
Defensively, they got to come in with some confidence.
Is that even analytics?
I am in a parking garage. I'm kind of lost.
Terrence Shannon, Matthew Meyer, RJ Melendez, Coleman Hawkins.
These trophy presentations aren't over.
I didn't come here to go 5-7.
I'm so proud of Illinois football right now.
I'm so tired of Joel Embiid.
We're not taking Patrick Corbin.
I want to bet the Bears.
Oh.
You are Reba McEntire's niece.
Roshan Russell.
Coach Bielma.
Dino Long.
Yeah, salute to yourself.
What?
We got all kinds of things for you here.
There's a lot of glass.
Oh.
Guys, we have breaking news.
Uh-oh.
It's the drive.
Schmack dogs.
Making bets and cutting checks. Actually, the checks haven't come yet, but you can get those in the mail from FanDuel. Lon has gotten one or
yes.
two.
Yes. Am I the only person that's ever done that?
Maybe.
I think Trevor Valise said they've probably written one check in the history of FanDuel, and it was addressed to Lante.
You should have it framed.
I
well, then you
have.
Couldn't cash it out.
I know, but I should have. I don't know. It was pretty good. It was a hefty check. I mean, well, when you bet $5.
You like, take it to the bank, you cash it, and like, can I have that back? I promise I won't try to cash it again. I want to put it in a frame.
Yeah, that or you go to the bank, you know, in your small town. They kind of look at you like you're a mobster because you're bringing in a $280 check from FanDuel. What have you been up to, Lon? Nothing. Just you don't need to know. I'm winning cash. Kyle, you ready for this draft?
I think so.
You don't have? Oh, you said you think so.
I think so.
No Dolphins pick.
No. When you guys do your... You'll take the Cardinals pick and Derek will take the Bears pick. And then later in the draft, I'll officially forfeit the Dolphins pick from them.
We'll let you pick a second round pick for the Dolphins. What was it? Tampering or something? What were you
with
doing?
Tom Brady. They tampered with Tom Brady and Sean Payton.
Oh, that's right. Okay. Now.
I don't blame them. I don't blame him for trying.
They didn't even get either of them, too.
Yeah,
that's the
come
thing.
On
it's like
now.
You didn't even get either one, and we're going to take a first from
and
here.
You're on the come up, right? I mean,
right.
The Dolphins are like a team that could really – it'd be a luxury to get a first-round pick this year because where they would be drafting is they'd just be going for not need necessarily. They'd just be like, all right, that guy could really help us. Yeah.
You know how much other tampering has to be going on?
Oh, my Lord.
It doesn't get punished.
Yeah, why all of a sudden you nail one team when you know that stuff goes on all
yeah,
the time?
That's
all the time.
That stinks.
All right, I'm spending money like it's going crazy. Oh, wait, I almost messed up. I almost messed up. Sorry. Almost picked Lucas Van Ness at the 10 pick.
Oh.
And all of a sudden I was like, wait, it's plus 650 now. No, I want him in the top 10, right? Top 10.
Top
all
10.
Right, I'll shut up.
Iowa. Defensive end.
Yeah.
We will get to the mock draft here in a bit, but I did want to mention some Big Ten basketball news. First, let's start with Indiana. Xavier Johnson, the point guard for the Hoosiers, got his medical red shirt and approval for another year, so he will be back with the Hoosiers next year. That's a pretty big addition. They missed him this past season, a guy that's a very good on-ball defender, one of the best perimeter defenders in the Big Ten. He played 11 games this year before getting hurt there mid-season, averaged 10 points, 5 assists per game. They're losing Huchefino. They need that. They need him back in that lineup. Still got to go out and maybe get another piece or two in the portal, but that's a big one for Mike Woodson and company. Obviously, as I mentioned, losing Huchefino, losing Race Thompson, losing Trace Jackson Davis. They got a roster to turn over there. They did go out and get Khalil Ware from Oregon, but having an experience of Xavier Johnson, who pretty good point guard, could be a all Big Ten second team type of guy, I think.
He's
potentially
solid.
He's pretty good player.
You kind of forget about him because of the injuries, but yeah, I mean he's really good with that Indiana team. So that will be interesting to see because Indiana, I mean, what a year, right? I mean, kind of. And then all of a sudden you lose, like you said, Schifino and also Trace and Race.
And Race.
So now it's almost – but I know they're bringing in some studs. But, yeah, I mean, I think Xavier could have a big – he could be one of those guys you'd want to draft in your Big Ten because I think he's going to put up numbers. And I'm with you. I think a second round it makes a lot of sense.
On the note of the point guard.
Yes.
Been waiting a long time here in Illini land. Not saying it's not saying there's anything official or done or anything, but I will give you a name that – pretty darn intriguing, and there are some connections as far as in-state. Toledo point guard Ray J. Dennis, MAC Player of the Year, is going through the process of the NBA draft, but not projected to be drafted. You look at some mock drafts right now. I had his stats in front of me. Let me pull them up real quick.
He's an Illinois kid, right?
He's from Oswego.
Okay.
Or his birthplace is listed as Plainfield.
Got it.
And then he went to Oswego East.
Okay.
So guy up there from the suburbs, 20 points a game, six assists, four rebounds, shot 48% from the field, 37% from three. He's a big-time player.
Playing for Toledo. Now, what conference is Toledo in?
The MAC.
The MAC, okay. So, obviously not going against – have you done enough research to know what he did against maybe some
– I haven't.
Bigger schools?
I haven't dug that deep, no.
Maybe effort the Toledo schedule and see if he competed against anybody that we would be like, oh, well, that's pretty good. You've been on this kid.
Although he did play, I don't know what his stat line was. I may pull up real quick. He played against Michigan in the NIT.
Oh, that's right, because he went off, right, in the NIT? Is that
he
what I'm thinking of?
He did not play great against Michigan. He shot 5-for-19
okay.
from the floor.
Okay. I'm thinking of the kid that we got.
Justin Harmon.
He went
really
off
in the NIT, yep.
5-for-19. Well, he would have fit in perfect. I don't understand what you're saying, Kyle. I mean, that would have been perfect for Illinois. Oh, you mean going forward.
He had a really big year.
Yeah.
And there's a lot to like about him. He's played 4 years in college,
I
would
like
have
that.
1 year of eligibility remaining. And look, the Illinois cell should be fantastic.
Has he transferred before?
But he'd be a grad.
Oh, he'd be a grad. Got it.
So he started at Boise State, two years there, then went to Toledo, and now if he were to come back to college, we have one more year remaining, could transfer again, not have to sit out. And I just think it makes a ton of sense for Illinois with their sell. Illinois has been patient because they've had in mind some guys that are going through the draft process will ultimately pull out, will ultimately be available. And I think that he's one that has always, if he were to be available, like I said, would make a ton of sense. I think Illinois sell of bringing him back home, of handing him the keys to a Big Ten program, having some good pieces around him, especially if Terrence Shannon Jr. and Coleman Hawkins were to come back. I think he'd be a great addition. I think he'd come in and do some big things for you and be a scorer that can also get guys involved. He's a good passer, shoots it from three, from the mid-range. There's a lot to like about Ray J. Dennis.
Have you worried at all, or do you worry that Illinois will get who they want at a point guard? Does that make sense? In other words, has it ever crept in your mind like, ooh, they're going to have to settle for something?
There hasn't been a worry of that.
Okay.
No.
Okay. That's good to hear.
Now, you have to have everything play out and see ultimately who's all in the portal by the time the window closes May 11th. Now, this is one of the names that you hoped would be available.
Exactly.
Someone that you see him declare for the draft. Like, okay, he's probably not sticking in there.
Mm-mm.
He could be a grad transfer. Why? Honestly, no, not to knock Toledo too much, but why would he go back there?
Well, I agree. I mean, not if you can go to a Power 5 school and get it done or a high.
Yeah.
I mean, I totally
or
agree.
Or NIL. If he wants to use the high major level as something to – prove himself more for the NBA. I think there's a lot to be said about that. Because like you said,
I think
a lot of people would think the way you did when your first question is, what has he done against big-time opponents? And he hasn't had a big sample size of that.
Right.
And you go and play in the Big Ten, and we know the type of schedule Illinois played last year. if you go to Illinois and you take that step forward and have a great season, all of a sudden there's more
big time
of a resume that then the next level can see, oh, okay, he's played against these type of guys. He's played against Xavier Johnson and put 20 points on him, or he led Illinois to a Big Ten title or whatever it might be.
What are his digits in terms of his height, et cetera? Is he...
I thought you wanted his number.
No. No.
6'2", 180.
Okay. So pretty tall for a point guard, I mean. I get. Well,
got a little bit of size to him. A little bit.
A little bit, yeah. The average player now is like 7'3". And I'm like, oh, he's pretty tall at 6'2". All right. Well, I like that. Who else is still available? Tiger's still out there?
Tiger Campbell's going through the draft process. The recent buzz is it doesn't sound like he's going to come back to college.
Okay. Okay.
I think he's going to go professional route, maybe overseas.
Okay. That makes sense. All right. So this might be target number one for Illinois. And would we know what target number two would be if this one fell through? I mean, I like the connection back to his home state. I know that's not always, I mean, a lot of times that's like a 5% factor. But I like that connection almost. I think it worked a little bit with Terrence Shannon.
I think it worked a little bit with Justin Harmon.
Oh, yeah, and Harmon. That's right. That's right. Man, you'd be, again, staying old, getting old and staying old, because you're talking a kid in his fifth year, Damask in his fifth year, Harmon in his fifth year, Guerrier in his fifth year. Wow. I mean, last year we were like the youngest almost.
One of the youngest teams in Power Five, yeah.
Now all of a sudden you'd have to be one of the oldest, I would assume.
You would.
So I like it.
At least there's clarity of someone to point to and say, it makes a lot of sense why that player would go to Illinois, and he's available readily right now. And we'll see if any other names pop in the next. I think that you're going to see a few more. I don't know if there'll be point guards, but just in general, guys in the draft who have to hop in the portal right now to even make that a possibility.
Okay.
They're going to have to do that in the next 2 weeks before that window closes. Dennis wouldn't have to pull out of the draft until May 30th, similar to Terrence Shannon and Coleman Hawkins.
Okay.
So we'll see how much he wants to focus on the recruiting process now versus going through the draft. But honestly, I don't really expect him to be invited to the NBA Combine.
Okay.
So it might be something that starts to roll a little bit faster in terms of his decision-making process.
And he just entered
today
the portal. So, in other words, that was one thing that you were kind of waiting on that, for him to do that, right? Not you but everybody. So, okay, I like it.
We should mention, on the note of the portal, I don't save enough time for this NFL mock draft, Calvin Hart Jr., for Brett Bielema's football squad, has also gone into the portal. A guy that will always have that Nebraska game. 2 years ago, opening game.
One half.
He was flying around out there. Yeah, one half, had the scoop and score.
Oh.
Had a sack, I believe, also.
He was running at me for that touchdown.
Yeah, man.
And I'm like, Calvin Hart, you and I, man, we're about to be best friends. In a huge game against Nebraska, get off on the right foot. Calvin
like this
Hart.
Dude could be a stud at Illinois. I thought like it was easy to sit there in the stands.
I agree.
With a beverage and say,
right,
this is going to be somebody.
And he's got what, 22 total
tackles this past year. He didn't.
Yeah.
He didn't do a whole lot last year.
No.
It was hard to really even notice him on the field. And he had a lot of guys on defense to notice otherwise.
No, there's no doubt. It was funny today. I was reading an article. I believe Jeremy wrote his confidence level in the positions on this team, right, for Illini Inquirer. And when he got to linebacker, he has been high on, and I think a lot of us are, on the depth at the linebacker spot. And one of the things that was interesting is Andy Boo, the linebacker coach, said at the end, you know, in this article, he said, yeah, we've got a little system going now where we take grades every day. And he's like, and you can sit there, and he goes, it's pretty cool because it's in live time. You can see where you are. And this is a quote that he had said before Calvin Hart, you know, obviously makes the decision. I'm guessing Calvin Hart wasn't doing well on that total grade because maybe he sees the writing on the wall with, I mean, he's going against guys like Gabe Akis for playing time and others.
Tariq Barnes is back.
Tariq Barnes, Dylan Rosiak, who I think they really like. So I think maybe he saw the writing on the wall, and I think he had a little bit of a knee problem this spring too. So the issue last year, and now he's getting that again. So, yeah, I mean, you hate to lose a kid with his ability and the depth he would provide for sure, but, yeah, oh, well.
Yeah.
What can you do anymore?
A few more additions to the portal that I should mention real quick. Don't have much to say about them, but you also had Rashawn Wilkins and Prince Green go into the portal. Wilkins, a defensive lineman, and Green, a defensive back. Going to catch a break so we can save enough time for this mock draft, but real quick.
Oh, no. What's wrong? Oh, no.
The Cardinals have sent down Jordan Walker to AAA.
Hey, it's hard to crack that outfield.
Yeah. Alec Burleson's actually done okay.
He does, yes. But, yeah. Yes. Well, now they have four really good outfielders to play for three. Yeah.
Oh, and former Cardinals Zach Gallen. He has thrown six scoreless innings with 12 Ks. His last four starts, he hasn't given up a run.
Mm. Is that good, though?
I would say he's the ace that got away. He's one of the aces that got away.
Can we get Marcelo Zuna on the show?
Let's try that.
And just ask him what it's like to absolutely demolish a franchise that has been really good for years.
Okay.
Thanks for the sad. Yeah.
Going to break. Wow. We'll get on a happy note.
I just saw a mock draft that if it fell this way, I would be the happiest guy that's ever lived.
Oh.
Well.
That's a tease.
That's pretty bad to say that following a mock draft, but.
It'd go into the recipe of lawn being
right,
the happiest
right.
guy.
Right, right. It'd go into that potpourri.
All right.
Yeah. I like it.
To break. It's the drive.
See the showroom top designer shop. Flooring Surface is your first stop. Amazing selection, price, and style. On hardwoods, laminates, carpet, and tile. Low prices on high fashion. Step up the flooring that gets a wow reaction. See the showroom top designer shop. Flooring Surface is your first stop. Flooring Surface is your first stop.
Flooring Surfaces now offers beautiful window fashions. Our interior design team will custom fit shade, shutters, and blinds to any size opening. Visit the showroom to see the latest fashions from Graber and Hunter Douglas, or request an in-home consultation. Whether it's floors or windows, Flooring Surfaces has you covered. See us today at 401 Mercury Drive in Champaign.
See the showroom top designer shop. Flooring Surface is your first stop. Flooring Surface is your first stop.
Short-term market fluctuations can be unnerving for everyone. A proven way to tune out the noise and focus on long-term investment goals is to adhere to a well-constructed investment plan. This is Rob Meyer with Provident Financial Group. If you don't have a plan, we can help create one designed specifically for you. Call us today for a complimentary consultation at 217-366-3456 or online at providentfinancialgroupllc.com.
Securities and advisory services offered through Commonwealth Financial Network, member FINRA, SIPC, a registered investment advisor.
Illini pizza fans, great things come from Jet's Pizza. Detroit-style pizza is one of them. Freshly made dough pressed into steel pans inspired by the Motor City. Topped with premium mozzarella, Mama Jet's secret sauce, fresh toppings, then baked to the thickest, crispiest, cheesy crunch. Want Detroit-style proof? Order Jet's famous 8-corner pizza. It's 8 pieces of crispy, crunchy, and cheesy to the edge pizza. Right now, get $5 off an 8-corner pizza at regular menu price. Online code 8SAVE. Jet's Pizza. Better because it has to be.
Hi, I'm Skylar Pumphrey from Greenview. You want to enjoy your outdoor space, not work in it? Let our team at Greenview help you today. Prom is around the corner. Imagine the photos with a Greenview flower bed exploding with color as the background. Plant a garden in memory of Mom for Mother's Day this year. Custom fireplaces, patios, kitchens, pool decks, waterfalls, rainscapes, theme gardens, and anything else you can imagine. Make Greenview your call for all jobs, big or small. Call Greenview today at 217-586-1112. Visit greenview.com.
Upgrade your home comfort and save big with spring savings from Mattex. Now, for a limited time, take up to $1,200 off select new heating and cooling systems from Central Illinois' most trusted service provider. Call today or schedule your appointment online. feel the difference with the most trusted sewer service team in Central Illinois. From clogged pipes to broken sewer lines, you can trust the experts at Matex for quick and reliable residential service and repair. Call, text, or schedule your service online. Matex, feel the difference.
Imagine you're in the south of France in October when the temperature will be 70. Hi, it's CBJ, and it's time to travel. Join Larry and Elena Canfer for their Off the Beaten Path to the South of France and Italy, September 29th through October 9th. The South of France is noted for its Mediterranean lifestyle and unique artists like Van Gogh, Picasso, and Chagall. They'll go off the beaten path to explore picturesque villages and seaside towns. You'll enjoy delicious meals with the greatest olive oil and wine. Then you'll go east to Milan, the Italian city of design and fashion and Ferraris. Again, the trip leaves from Champagne September 29th and goes through October 9th, non-stop flights both ways. It's the South of France and Milan, Italy, with Larry and Elena Canfer. For complete details and to sign up, go to steviejtravel.com. That's steviejtravel.com. Stevie J Travel. Where do you want to go?
The Virginia Theater and Stevie J Broadcasting proudly present Asleep at the Wheel, August 19th at the Virginia Theater in downtown Champaign. Win Asleep at the Wheel tickets before they go on sale on Friday the 28th by texting in Asleep at the Wheel at 217-359-2255. Try to win a pair of tickets. Asleep at the Wheel at the Virginia Theater, August 19th. For details on the show, visit thevirginia.org.
Hey, all you backyard chefs and grill gurus, barbecue season is here, and I know that you're anxious to fire up that smoker or grill, but your yard needs mowed. Yes, your wife is getting hangry, but that grass isn't going to cut itself. What's an aspiring pitmaster going to do? Get the world's fastest mower, of course, a Dixie Chopper from Dedicated Diesel in Urbana. They carry a full line of Dixie Choppers from the Z2 and Magnum residential models up to the big Excalibur and classic commercial machines that can mow nearly 8 acres an hour. This is award-winning competition pitmaster Tim Onstott, and whether I'm cooking low and slow or hot and fast, I always have time to savor the flavor because my mowing time is cut down by Dixie Chopper, the world's fastest mower. Get your Dixie Chopper at Champaign-Urbana's only dealer, Dedicated Diesel, at 1313 Triumph Drive in Urbana, 217-328-0562.
Hey, Illini fans, it's Mike Greenberg. Catch Lon Tay and Derek Piper weekdays from 4 to 6 right here on ESPN Radio 93.5.
We are literally quoting Christmas Vacation, Derek and I.
Powell's lost.
And he didn't know what we were talking about.
I should have been able to pick that up. I have seen it.
For the Tilt-A-Whirl, and this year he thinks he'll be barking for the Yak one.
You ever seen her?
You ever seen her, Clark? Got these horns. One hell of a cook.
Ugly as sin. Hell of a good cook.
Can I take you out in the middle of the desert? Leave you for...
Leave you for dead?
Leave you for dead.
No, I'm doing just fine, Clark.
Don't you fall in love with that RV. That there's going with us when we leave here next month. Oh, I love that show.
All right.
All right, let's go.
Let's go to the podium and say...
By the way, they... We've got that.
That's courtesy of Kyle Toss.
And I talked over it like an idiot. By the way, they do say NFL. I saw commissioner from like previous that said, I don't know where I read that thing. All right.
The first, Carolina Panthers are on the clock.
We're going to take Bryce Young. I think that's a no-brainer. Bryce Young, quarterback, is ours. Houston is on the clock with Kyle.
Should I play it every time?
Yes, I love that thing.
The Houston Texans with the second pick are not going to go defense like they've been mocked here recently. They are going to go quarterback, and they are going to go C.J. Stroud out of Ohio State, who I think is the second-best quarterback in the draft.
Yeah. All of a sudden, I'd be like, oh, that's boring. Because you knew it was you, there's like in your mind, you feel like these are the top two. But then you hear all this, like Brad said, this, you know, oh, there's smoke here, and – and you're like, oh, that would be kind of interesting to see if the Texans went defense or if, because I think that would help Arizona.
Mm-hmm.
Now, the Arizona Cardinals with the third pick have made a trade to you of the Indianapolis Colts. We get your fourth pick.
Okay.
I'm sorry, your first round pick, fourth, so next.
Yep.
Then we get your second and one of your fifth rounders. You got two. So that's what we're doing, just to make it easy.
All right, this works. So the Colts have some risk involved here with their next pick in quarterback. Not as surefire, maybe as the top two. You got Anthony Richardson, who has extreme athleticism, a lot of great athletic tools, super high upside, but you wonder about some of the more polished things in his game versus a Stroud or a Bryce Young. And then Will Levis, well, number one, he's a liar because he told his family he's getting picked one.
Right.
And that didn't work out.
A lot of people wasted a lot of money on.
We're worried about that.
Yeah, but he just made a big check from FanDuel. Maybe he got the second check.
So we've checked in with Jim Irsay, so we know who we want. The pick is in, and the Indianapolis Colts select Anthony Richardson from Florida.
Nice. Okay. All right. Arizona's on the clock. Can I say this honestly? I think this would be too much of a boring move to only move down to the Colts. I think Tennessee and the Cardinals are going to drum up something. I think the Cardinals are going to drop back to like 11, but they're going to pick up some heavy-duty cachet, in other words, with picks this year and next year to get out of that. And I think Tennessee then is going to go up and get either Levis or your guy Richardson. But for the drive with Tay and Piper, the pick is in for Arizona. And unluckily, the Cardinals are the only team that doesn't get that dun 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 because Piper forgot.
All right. They play that when the pick is in, right?
Yeah.
All right.
Oh, okay. So the pick was in. Let's don't overthink this. It's Will Anderson. It is the biggest need position for the Cardinals. He is the biggest no-brainer, I think, of this entire draft. He's an absolute stud. I'll take Will Anderson. Mm. I will not go with Tyree Wilson, who a lot of people are having climb the board heavy here from, what, Texas Tech, I believe. I'm going to go Will Anderson Jr. to the Cardinals.
You should feel pretty happy about that.
Oh, I'd be ecstatic if that happens tomorrow night. Seattle's on the clock with Kyle.
The Seattle Seahawks will select Jalen Carter with the fifth pick. They're not going to let him slide that far. He's too good. One of the best defenders in the draft. I don't think Seattle lets him drop past their pick. It's their biggest need.
Okay. I say for the rest of the draft, Kyle has to be drunk. Who's the commissioner?
Oh, Roger Goodell.
He's got to be drunk, Goodell, during the COVID year. Remember when he sat in his basement and just hammered down like rum or
yeah,
or scotch or whatever that was? No, it was the bourbon. Or what do you
like? It looked like bourbon.
Bourbon, yeah. Well, you don't like bourbon.
Really, I do.
Oh, you do like bourbon, yeah.
Really leaning back in that leather chair.
Oh, he was smiling. He's like, okay. No, I think Kyle has to be drunk Roger Goodell the rest of the rest of the first round.
I like that.
You're on the clock, my friend.
Detroit Lions are on the clock.
Let's go.
And the pick is in because this is an easy one. I know Lindy on the U of I Atlantic text line won't be happy because he has an earmark for who he wants the Raiders to select next, but I'm taking him now. Devin Witherspoon
Boom.
To the Lions. They moved Jeff Okuda out, trade him to the Falcons. Big hole there at cornerback. They fell in love with Kirby Joseph. They want another piece of the Illinois secondary.
I like it.
Witherspoon to Detroit.
I like that because I wanted him, Lindy. I wanted him for your Raiders, and I wonder who Lindy would want me to go with. There's still some interesting guys out there. There is the Tyree Wilson, who is an absolute stud, but I'm going to allow Atlanta maybe to grab him because I'm going to then go with Christian Gonzalez, the cornerback from Oregon. I think he's right behind Devin Witherspoon in terms of talent at that cornerback spot. Who wouldn't want a number one cornerback, right? So I go Raiders taking a smart move here by going Christian Gonzalez.
Kyle, you're up with the Atlanta Falcons.
The Atlanta Falcons, I'm going to propose a trade here.
Oh, okay.
He wanted me to be drunk Roger Goodell, but maybe I'll get the draft a little drunk here.
I like it.
Be drunk Arthur Blank instead.
Yeah.
He looks like Walt Disney.
You mentioned the Titans earlier.
Yes.
How you think they might move up. I kind of like this spot. I think Atlanta might get a couple calls down there from the Vikings, maybe the Bucks.
I like this.
And the Titans are going to say, we're not going to have that. We just saw two of our divisional rivals grab their quarterbacks. We are going to trade up with the Atlanta Falcons and select Will Levis.
Okay. Mm. I like that. Yeah, baby.
Here we go. The Bears are on the clock at pick 9.
Yes, you are.
And I have to do it. You see Jalen Carter's off the board. You want to go protection for Justin Fields.
No doubt.
I don't care his arm length is. He's played great at left tackle, All-American level in college. Could slide in at worst case and play guard if you need it. But Bears need help on that line. And Peter Skoronski
from
Northwestern.
Boom.
Staying in the Chicagoland area.
I'm telling you, all kidding aside, I think he'd be a great pick for the Chicago Bears. I really, really think you do. Talk about the rich get richer. Philly is on the clock, and Philly's pick is in. A team that essentially got to the Super Bowl thanks to, pretty good quarterback.
Yeah.
But a stud defensive line. And why not just keep adding to it? Maybe the sleeper pick of this entire draft is a guy named Tyree Wilson. Everybody loves him. I doubt the Eagles even need Tyree Wilson right now, but why would you let him drop? I'm going Tyree Wilson 10 to Philly. That means my boy Van Ness gets booted out of the top 10, which means I'd lose my FanDuel bet. But if Wilson's still there at 10, that would be incredible. So I'm going Wilson. I think Atlanta might be the other team that really wants Wilson, but they may have gotten a nice, like you said, for Will Levis to move down a little bit, hoping they could still get Tyree, but I'm going to ruin it. I'm going Philly. One of two picks, by the way, for Philadelphia in this draft. Isn't that crazy? So I'll take, or I'm sorry, in this first round.
Wow.
I'll take Tyree Wilson, Texas Tech.
You did kind of ruin it. You did kind of ruin it for the Falcons. I'm sure they would have wanted Tyree Wilson here, but we'll make your bet be one pick off here and go with Lucas. Sorry. It's all right. We needed to have it. They'll go with Lucas Van Ness out of Iowa. I think they need help on their defensive line.
Iowa product
is probably the next best option on the board.
I like that. I like that move.
Up next is Houston. And Lon, you want to do a trade?
I'll do a trade.
All right.
Who am I trading? You trading with Green Bay?
I want to trade with Green Bay.
Okay. Yeah, you take Green Bay.
You know how sometimes when you exit a relationship and one person nags you about some things you didn't do?
Yeah.
And then you really want to get payback for that. So like,
oh, I know where you're going.
So
here.
Pretty much you never eat healthy, you know?
Oh.
And then you break up and then you start drinking beet juice.
Oh no.
And all this kind of stuff. So yep. Aaron Rodgers moves to the Jets.
Oh.
They never got him a whole lot of help in wide receiver.
This is cruel.
So the Packers are going to trade up one spot and make sure they get Jackson, Smith, and Jigba.
Nice.
The Ohio State University.
That is cruel. That is really, really cruel on your end. I'm not going to lie to you. All right, Houston is next. They drafted C.J. Stroud, number 2 overall. They also are going to go wide receiver in this spot. And as much as we'd love in Jigba, we are just as happy with this next one. And Derek, the pick is in for the Houston Texans. 2 in the first round. And now with the 13th pick, the Texans select Quentin Johnson, wide receiver, TCU, to pair with C.J. Stroud. That would have been interesting with Stroud, and that would be kind of a storyline to follow tonight. See if Stroud and
– Tomorrow night.
Tomorrow night. Stroud and Jigba.
It's true.
Go.
It might be unlikely that Houston – having Stroud would then trade out and allow someone else to get Smith and Jigba, but
I tell you what, though, that'd be interesting. I like that. All right, Quentin Johnson off the board.
The Packers are seeing red now. They gotta get back at their ex.
Now the most boring pick of the draft.
We'll do the Patriots pick, and then we'll catch a quick break into the latter half of this first round. But Kyle's on the clock with the Pats.
I believe the New England Patriots are looking for some offensive line help here.
Okay.
Peter Skoronski's off the board. They need a tackle badly. With the 14th pick, the Patriots will be selecting Paris Johnson, tackle, Ohio State.
If that dude is still there at 14.
I know.
It'd be funny if we did this mock draft like 3 different times. And just because it, there'd always be one guy that you'd be like, wait a minute, he's still sitting there. I mean, that'd be amazing if the Patriots could get him at 14. Because some are saying he's going to be going top five. Like somebody will make a move and draft him top five. I don't know who that would be.
No idea.
Don't get me wrong. Everybody needs a stud tackle. But I just – there's too many other things.
The Bears will be in consideration at 9.
I agree. I totally agree.
If they really aren't sold on Skoronski playing tackle at the NFL level.
And it's funny because you see different mocks that have – one has Skoronski before Paris – the next one has Paris before Skoronski. And by the way, that would be three Ohio State players in the top 14.
Wow.
How about that? All right, so the Jets are on the clock with Derek Piper.
Up next. After this break, it is The Drive.
Hi, I'm Tyler Weaver, president of Carpet Weaver's Flooring and Furniture Gallery. Take a look around your home. Is it finally ready for some much-needed updates? If you don't know where to start, then just meet with one of our experts. We'll help you find the perfect waterproof plank floor for your kitchen or that stain-resistant, super-soft carpet for your bedroom. Finish your room update with a custom sofa and chairs, or choose a trendy in-stock dining set that's priced right. Come home to Carpet Weavers, where floors, furniture, and family meet.
Illini pizza fans, great things come from Jets Pizza. Detroit-style pizza is one of them. Freshly made dough pressed into steel pans inspired by the Motor City. Topped with premium mozzarella, Mama Jet's secret sauce, fresh toppings, then baked to the thickest, crispiest, cheesy crunch. Want Detroit-style proof? Order Jets' famous 8-corner pizza. It's 8 pieces of crispy, crunchy, and cheesy to the edge pizza. Right now, get $5 off an 8-corner pizza at regular menu price. Online code 8SAVE. Jets Pizza. Better because it has to be.
When you know you've got problems, something's bugging you, call on American Pest Control and take control. You be wise, Americanized, call on American Pest Control. That's how you get back in control. Call American Pest Control, American Pest Control. No more bugs to bug you, take.
Kids may love bugs, but we don't. It's time now for a free, no-obligation termite inspection. American Pest Control has now installed the Centricon Colony Elimination System to over 3,000 homes right here in central Illinois. The Centricon system not only blocks the termites' progress, Centricon provides complete colony elimination. Get their home before they get yours. Call us today.
Call American Pest Control. American Pest Control. No more bugs to bug you, take control.
Free tomato plants. For over 4 decades, we've been welcoming spring with free tomato plants from First Federal Savings Bank of Champaign-Urbana. Everyone is welcome to 2 free tomato plants at the return of this great First Federal and community tradition. To get your 2 free, super fantastic variety tomato plants on Monday, May 1st, just come into our lobby at either First Federal location, 1311 South Neal Street in Champaign, or at 301 West Springfield Avenue in Urbana. While supplies last, 8 a.m. to 3 p.m., First Federal Savings Bank. We look forward to seeing you on May 1st. Member FDIC and equal housing lender.
PDR Automotive has now been serving the Champaign-Urbana area for over 50 years. To give you some perspective, 50 years ago ended the U.S. involvement in the Vietnam War, and it was when Secretariat won the Triple Crown. So what does that mean for you and your vehicle? Whether you need a carburetor overhauled or your new vehicle computer system diagnosed or programmed, PDR Automotive has the experienced, knowledgeable staff that can handle all your automotive needs. Online at PDRauto.com, they are what's best for your truck or car. They are PDR.
No matter what, it takes a great team to win. And in Fairbury, Aftershock Decals and Design wins consistently. Aftershock Decals and Designs is recruiting an experienced installer and an experienced graphics designer. Full-time benefits include retirement plan, health and life insurance, paid holidays, paid vacation. Visit AftershockDD.com/jobs. That's AftershockDD.com/jobs. Aftershock Decals and Design is an equal opportunity employer. Get noticed.
Upgrade your home comfort and save big with spring savings from Mattex. Now, for a limited time, take up to $1,200 off select new heating and cooling systems from Central Illinois' most trusted service provider. Call today or schedule your appointment online.
feel the difference with the most trusted sewer service team in Central Illinois. From clogged pipes to broken sewer lines, you can trust the experts at Matex for quick and reliable residential service and repair. Call, text, or schedule your service online. Matex, feel the difference.
The Virginia Theater and Stevie J Broadcasting proudly present Asleep at the Wheel, August 19th at the Virginia Theater in downtown Champaign. Win Asleep at the Wheel tickets before they go on sale on Friday the 28th by texting in Asleep at the Wheel at 217-359-2255. Try to win a pair of tickets. Asleep at the Wheel at the Virginia Theater, August 19th. For details on the show, visit thevirginia.org.
Hi, Ellen Hook here, owner of your local Ashley. Spring into slumber with a variety of comfort choices from top mattress brands like Ashley Sleep and Sealy, or get 0% interest for 60 months on select best-selling mattresses. Visit the Mattress Gallery at your local Ashley store to experience our test rest and learn about savings options throughout the store with qualifying mattress purchases. This spring, make an investment in your health by improving your sleep with a new mattress. Visit your local Ashley store for better sleep and savings today.
Hey, Illini fans, it's Georgia B. at Stevie J Broadcasting, and you are listening to the amazing ESPN Radio 93.5.
Back in the drive with Sam Piper.
We've made.
Yeah.
This is awesome.
Making some moves. It's fun. I'm up next with the New York Jets.
Okay.
I've already spurned Aaron Rodgers a little bit by having the Packers take a wide receiver. Now we'll see who joins Mr. Rodgers there in New York. Gotta protect him up front.
I agree with this.
I will say Broderick Jones, offensive tackle, Georgia, for the New York football Jets.
Okay.
Washington is up next.
You just took my pick.
I'm sorry.
Essentially. So now I'm going to take Pittsburgh's. I do believe that Washington, also a team that desperately needs offensive line help. They could use a lot of different things. There's a kid by the name, by the way, of Joey Porter Jr. that's still on the board here, who's an absolute stud. But Commanders have to do what's smart here. They're going to select Darnell Wright, the offensive tackle from Tennessee, with the 16th pick of the National Football League draft.
Pittsburgh, you on the clock.
You just said him. Joey Porter. I've seen this one mocked quite a bit.
And he'll be a Hall of Famer.
His dad was a Steeler for 8 years.
Yep.
They need some help in the secondary. I think it makes all the sense.
I like it.
The Pittsburgh Steelers with the 17th pick will select Joey Porter Jr.
Okay. I like it.
Corner out of Penn State.
We had some discussions at the break about Detroit.
We did.
And how if they get Witherspoon and then turn around and get a certain guy, I'm not shooting you that direction. If I were a Lions fan, I would be ultra excited at the end of the night, tomorrow night, if this happened. But I don't know if that's where you're going here.
See, DeAndre Swift's a free agent after this year. They just added David Montgomery. Dare I go, Bijan Robinson? They got a lot of weapons.
They do, man.
I kind of want to make another move because...
You want to make a trade?
No, a different
a different
call here. I'm going to shake things up.
Okay.
So they just traded TJ Hockenson to the Vikings. Some would say this might be a reach, but Dalton Kincaid.
I like it.
Utah to Detroit. A lot of weapons there for the
Big
Lions.
Time. I was actually thinking about him for the Tampa pick, which is next. You got me thinking here now for Tampa. Thank God you get, 10 minutes in the first round?
Yeah.
And sometimes they use all 10. I'm going to stick off. I think my last three picks have been offensive linemen. Is that right? Darnell Wright? No. I took Quentin Johnson. I'm going to go with Tampa. Being not that excitable here, but taking Osiris Torrance, a guard out of Florida, they're going to try to build up that offensive line with Brady gone. Who's the quarterback now?
They signed Baker, didn't they?
That's right.
Baker Mayfield. Well, I should have drafted Bijan Robinson then and given him some somebody to hand it off to at least.
Is Fournette gone now too? Or did they bring him back?
I don't know.
Can't remember.
He's been pretty stinking good with them.
He's a free agent.
Is he really?
Yeah. I thought they didn't re-sign him.
He's been pretty good.
All right, we got Kyle on the clock, Seattle.
Seattle's second pick. I took Jalen Carter with their first one at five.
Don't do
on
this.
Defense.
I didn't know if the pick was in, but I still played it.
Pick is in. I'm going to go offense here. They need a third weapon to pair with DK Metcalf and Tyler Lockett at receiver. And I think Zay Flowers out of Boston College is going to be the pick here. A speedy slot weapon to pair with those guys. Give Geno another weapon.
I like it.
On offense.
How funny does that sound? Give Geno another weapon.
It's crazy. Yeah, you're building around Geno Smith. Had a really good year last year.
Tyler Lockett, really man. Yeah, he did. Tyler Lockett's good. Chargers on the clock.
Chargers.
Interesting. Interesting.
Still reeling from that game in Jacksonville.
Yep.
I will say some secondary help. I think you look defense. There's not a whole lot you need to fix about that offense, although Austin Eckler might not be long for the Chargers.
Hadn't he requested a trade or something?
I think, yeah. There's at least buzz around that. I will go with some secondary help, and we'll say Brian Branch, defensive back, Alabama.
I like it. Just the Alabama name.
That's all you got to
say. Okay, we got a pretty good one there. All right, the pick is in for Baltimore. They sprinted it. Sprinted this pick up to the front. The pick is in.
I'm sorry. I was reading the text line.
The Ravens will give a little help to their quarterback and get Bijan Robinson.
Love that pick.
What a collection that would be in that backfield. I'll take Bijan all day for the Ravens. Minnesota is on the board. What are they saying on our draft, on our text, U of I Atlanta Lake text line?
Lindy says that Tampa Bay will take Hayden Hooker.
Oh, Hendon Hooker.
Or Hendon.
Yeah. Hendon. Is it Hendon?
Hendon Hooker.
That's the kid for Tennessee that's coming back from injury. I could see that too, Lindy. That's a good call.
I think he says Piper's saying I like it to every pick, which I might be.
Probably.
Yeah. I possibly should have taken Bijan Robinson for the Chargers if they're moving on from Eckler.
If they're moving on from Eckler. But I haven't that kind of came along, and then I haven't heard anything for a while.
Right. Kyle's up next with the Minnesota Vikings.
The Vikings.
I always play that right as you're talking. I'm sorry.
Every time. It's all right, though. I think the Vikings.
Well, the Vikings have forfeited their pick. They couldn't get it to the didn't they do that one time? The Vikings
where they
did
didn't
that
get
one
it in
time.
In time, so then they had to drop down a pick.
And the team right after him had their pick ready, so Minnesota dropped from, I'm making this up, 5-6 or 6-7.
I think the Vikings could consider, as Brad Evans said last hour, they could be in play for Hendon Hooker here at 23. Yeah. I am not going to do that, though. Their secondary was so atrocious last year. And there's a really darn good corner still on the board here out of Maryland by the name of Deonte Banks.
Okay.
I think the Vikings will be all over him if he makes it to 23.
Okay. I like it.
I've got the Jacksonville Jaguars up next. They keep putting pieces around Trevor Lawrence.
They do.
Now, they could upgrade that defense. They were okay last year.
Yeah.
They've gotten ETN. Mm-hmm. They've signed Calvin Ridley. They've added some pieces like Christian Kirk via the wide receiver room. Well, they just go all in on building this best offense they possibly can. Michael Mayer?
Mayer, yeah, the tight end out of Notre Dame.
Notre Dame.
Meyer, Mayer,
I didn't know if it was Meyer or Mayer. Michael Mayer.
Okay.
Notre Dame, tight end.
I like that. Who is their tight end?
Evan Engram, right?
Oh, that's right. That's right. Yeah. All right, picks in for the New York Giants.
That was fast.
Yeah. They need some help in the secondary, but they are not going to pass up Nolan Smith being there from Georgia. The edge from Georgia, he's the stud. He's going to the Giants. Mark it down, Nolan Smith. Now the Cowboys.
Derek took the pick that I would have made for the Cowboys. I think they'll be in play for a tight end if one of those top two falls. But now both are off the board. I think they got to go defensive tackle, interior of the defensive line. The Cowboys will select Kalijah Kancey out of Pittsburgh.
Got it.
Defensive tackle.
Okay.
I've got the Buffalo Bills.
How cool is that?
Up next. That's cool.
Just having a Bills pick.
Oh, yeah. It is pretty cool.
Because you could go in any. It's kind of like me having Cincinnati.
I could go anywhere, right?
Anywhere.
Got Stephon Diggs. Got Gabe Davis.
They're studly.
They're pretty stout everywhere. How about an edge rusher?
I like that.
Let's go Miles Murphy.
Ah.
Clemson. Put some pressure on Rodgers.
Okay.
To bolster what's already a pretty darn good Buffalo Bills defense.
I like that. I like that. Are we going to get music back?
It's coming back right now.
Yeah.
Got to hurry through these final four.
I know we do. You took my pick with Miles Murphy. Pick us in for the Bengals. Bengals will select. They will go back on the defensive side now and say, what the heck, let's do that. They're taking Emmanuel Forbes, Mississippi State cornerback, to Cincinnati. Forbesy. The Forbster. Forbalorber.
Forbes.
New Orleans. Kyle.
New Orleans Saints will be looking to add to their defensive line here.
Yes.
They lost their top two defensive tackles of free agency. They will select Brian Bresee, defensive tackle out of Clemson.
Okay. Bresee.
Philadelphia Eagles with their second pick
in
the first round. They've already gone defensive line to be able to make that even stronger of a position group. They're another team. I mean, they've checked so many boxes.
Mm-hmm.
Would they want another receiver?
I don't know. Because there's a good one out there.
No one's taking Jordan Addison from USC.
That's a pretty good receiver.
They already got Devontae Smith and A.J. Brown. Yeah. What do they need?
What did I get him earlier? I gave him Tyree Wilson, too.
Tyree Wilson, edge rusher.
Maybe a linebacker, maybe a cornerback. I don't know. Philadelphia, I mean, come on.
I'll follow so PFF has them taking two edge position players in the first round, so I'll follow that lead as well. They're just going to load up entirely. Go Will McDonald, Iowa State.
Okay.
It does note here, Brandon Graham and Derek Barnett, both in contract years in 23, so maybe getting some young guys in case they don't keep those.
That does make sense.
Go Will McDonald.
That makes sense. The final pick of the first round is in. Kansas City Chiefs, another one of those that, what do they need? Well, they always need defense, right? I mean, they're always wanting to stack that up. So I'm going to go the edge defensive lineman out of LSU. I just dropped my pen. B.J. Ojulari heading to Kansas City. They did let Frank Clark go, right? Is he the one that had that crazy penalty that a couple of years ago?
Frank Clark?
Where he jumped off sides. Do you remember that?
Oh, that was
not him.
D. Ford.
Oh, that's right. That's right. Mm-hmm. That's right.
Yep.
How about getting Ojulari across from George Karloftis from Purdue? Be a nice one.
Yeah, man. No doubt.
Good stuff,
man.
Yeah,
great work, guys.
I like it. Now, we will be correct on like two.
Yeah.
Tonight.
Do our best.
In this situation, I'd win my bet.
Yeah. Thank everyone for listening in. Everybody enjoy their night tonight. Thank you to Brad Evans for joining us via the Tapman's Towing phone line. We are off tomorrow.
That's right.
Day baseball going on in San Francisco for the Cardinals. They're on this station yet again late night tonight, ESPN 93.5. Steven Matt's on the bump for the Cards.
Yeah.
It's not going to make you feel great, but Cardinals need to win. And then the Cubs playing the Padres on our sister station, US.